KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two suspects killed in a shootout with police in Vasbank, Northern KZN, were wanted for a string of cash and transit robberies. It's understood they were allegedly involved in at least six CRTs, which took place between 2022 and March this year. They were killed in a gun battle last night. Here's KZN SAP's spokesperson, Robert Nichiwunda.
Police were following intelligence about the whereabouts of the suspects who were wanted for at least six cash-in-transit robbery incidents, which happened in Kwadukuza, Verulam, Nyoni, Greytown, Phoenix and Langlaagte. Police identified the house in which the suspects were hiding, and when they arrived and introduced themselves, the suspects fired shots towards the police and a shootout ensued. One of the suspects, aged 43 years old, had a warrant of arrest against him for being in possession of explosives and ammunition.
He says two firearms were recovered from the scene. And President Cyril Ramaphosa has concluded his working visit to the United States. In a statement, the presidency has described Ramaphosa's bilateral talks with President Donald Trump as successful. It says both leaders agreed at talks in Washington to boost trade and investment. And Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi says the province is ready to host the G20 summit in November, despite service delivery challenges and ailing infrastructure. He was briefing the media in Johannesburg yesterday.
But we just need to go an extra mile. I really believe that areas where we've not done the way we should have met those targets by now. But the November one is a big one. And where we are hosting it on behalf of the country.
And the Trump administration has banned Harvard from enrolling international students. It claims that the university is allowing anti-American, pro-terrorist agitators to assault Jewish students and that it's collaborating with China's Communist Party. The ban is set to affect the next academic year. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told Fox News that international students make up 27% of the university's population.
We have given Harvard multiple opportunities to give us the documentation that we've requested to conduct oversight. We've asked them for the backgrounds on students that attend their university, their criminal activity on campus, off of campus, any video or audio footage they have of this violent activity, and they have just simply not complied. And so, unfortunately, all of their foreign students will face the consequences.
Harvard says the action is unlawful and risks causing serious harm to it and the U.S. Back home, we've got a high of 22 degrees in Durban today, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.